So how do you like lying there in bed? Huh? With your arms and your legs spread eagle on the bed? Me on top of you? Just staring at you. Staring at how pathetic you look. And happy that I have total control over you. So how do you feel about that, huh? Oh, you're gonna guess what's coming to you. You've been a bad boy. Not a man, a boy. All those times that you said you loved me, you fucking lied. And I don't like liars. So now I'm gonna have my fun with you. How does that sound? Why are you laughing? If I was you, I wouldn't be laughing. I really wouldn't be laughing. Shut the fuck up. You're nothing to me. I used to love you with my heart and soul. And then you broke my heart. You broke it into tiny little pieces like it was nothing. Like I was nothing. And I am something. I'm everything. Do you like how I actually got you here? Using my best friend to get you into bed. You're that low that you'd go and sleep with my best friend after you just broke up with me. I mean, you're that low. But I'm glad she helped me. And it's a good thing she's not here. She just left. Kind of like how you left me. It's a good thing she's not here though, because I wouldn't want her to hear you screaming. That's not nice, is it? No, silly. Not even the good kind of screams. So why do I have a banana in my hand? Well, remember how on the days when we first started texting, way back before we dated, you were always trying to get me to take a picture of myself sucking a banana. Do you remember that? And I was just like, no, it's so dirty. I knew it was just because you wanted to imagine your dick in my mouth. Well, I never did it, remember? But you're gonna have an idea what it's kinda like. Except, instead of your mouth, I'm gonna put it in your ass. How'd you like that? Cheap and cheerful, just like fucking you. 'Cause you're fucking worthless. I can't see why anyone would like you. You're a bastard, a fucking cunt, and I hope to God a karma hits you so fucking hard one day. Actually, you know, fuck that. I don't want karma to hit you. I want a fucking truck to hit you. Too harsh? I don't think so. Remember the first time that we were about to have sex? I mean, remember how we never actually went through with the sex? Because you're a fucking wimp. And you don't know how to please or pleasure a woman. That must be sad. But remember we were laying there and you took off my bra. Or should I say I took off my bra? Because you didn't even fucking know how to do that either. I mean, like, whoa there. Whoa. So, I took it off, and you were staring at my boobs. And I thought, yes, this guy, he likes my boobs. Yes, I know they're big, thank you. But no. Just staring at them like, oh my god, they're so huge. Okay, I'm sorry. That was the day I realized you're gay. Who doesn't like big boobs? Oh yeah, you. But it's okay. I mean, I know some guys like stuff up their ass instead of being the one to put their stuff up someone's ass. Like, it's okay. I mean, 2015, it's all legal in most, well, some parts of the world. I mean, you should really just come out the closet. How's your new girlfriend gonna feel about that when she finds out you're gay? Or how you're about to fuck my best friend. Or how you don't like boobs. I mean, you're crazy. You're actually crazy. Okay, now stop talking. Take this banana. Right up your ass. Oh, shut up. I don't care if it's tight. That's it. Take it all. You know what? I gotta say, kind of seeing you flat on a bed with your ass out like that and a banana sticking up your fucking asshole, it's kind of hot. Oh, look, I can get the banana to go deeper if you want. No, you don't want that. But I thought you liked it up the ass. Silly. Remember when we were laying in bed and I told you that I had a rape fantasy? I felt so dirty finally saying it to someone. And it was the first time it really opened up. Because I fucking loved you. How silly of me, right? So I told you, and I thought you'd be so understanding about it, because I was so in love with you. I mean, I loved you so much, I wanted us to have babies and everything. You remember how we named our first kid? And how we spoke about, well, when it was finally time for breastfeeding, that little baby could just suck on my tits when you sucked too, and it'd be like family bonding time. Do you remember that? I do, because I loved you. But I don't anymore. I don't know how anyone would love someone like you. But do you remember when I finally opened up to you about my fantasy? How badly I wanted to be raped, forced down, and made to do dirty, dirty things. And you just stared at me like I was some kind of fucking psychopath. I remember you were just like, what's a rape fantasy? Oh my god, people actually have those. You're so sick. Like, just shut up. Okay. And then you actually had the balls to ask me afterwards if I would finger your asshole. Like, no. Dude, I'm not. No. No. I'd gladly finger your tight asshole. Maybe if you did a little something, something with me. But, you know, you don't know how to pleasure a woman. You wouldn't even try to fulfill a fantasy. You know, you wouldn't even suck her boobs. And we're just going straight down to the basics. Okay? That's how I realized you're gay. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you entirely. I mean, I know you're a sick, messed up cunt and all, but some people are just born gay. You just gotta accept it. Accept the fact that you want a nice, deep dick up your asshole. Don't worry about it, like, I do too.